This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In today's video, we're going to look at how we can improve our khushu' in our salah.
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In order for us to improve our focus in salah, we need to remind ourselves of what is salah exactly. Salah is the second pillar of Islam. It is a connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling Him. It is the foundational pillar of our religion. How can a building stand if its foundation is faulty? If the pillars are weak to begin with? Just like that, how can a person's religion stand? Be upright? If this pillar of their religion, which is salah, has defects in it, sometimes even non-existent. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he wrote letters and he sent them to the different regions of the Muslim world. In it he said, the most important thing of your affairs is salah. Whoever protects it, protects his religion. And whoever neglects it, will be even more neglectful to the other matters of their religion. And a person who abandons the prayer has no share in Islam. After the shahada, after the testimony of faith, a person's salah is the most important pillar. After all, it is going to be the first thing that we're going to be asked about on Yawm al-Qiyamah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first matter that the slave will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. If it is sound, then the rest of his deeds will be sound. And if it is bad, then the rest of his deeds will be bad. Before anything happens, we're going to be taken into account for our salah. And if we pass that, then everything else will be easy. And salah is the key to Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the key to Jannah is salah. And the key to the prayer is wudu. When we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we humble ourselves in front of Him. Look at the position of the sujood, the prostration. If somebody was looking at a person who's performing sujood, it's as if the person is begging. But to the believer, this is the most honorable position. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the closest a person is to their Lord is when they are in sujood. So make a lot of dua during sujood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the gift of salah. And the person who accepts this gift and honors it and establishes it and performs it in the way that it was meant to be performed, then their salah prevents them from evil and wrongdoing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran,
اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of us that recite that which was revealed to you, the Quran. Recite the Quran and establish the prayer. Because indeed, the prayer, the salah, prevents a person from immorality and wrongdoing. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even greater. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to establish the prayer, not to perform the prayer. And there's a big difference between the one who performs the actions of the prayer. They perform the actions of the prayer, but they don't actually establish the prayer. And this person, their salah will not prevent them from evil and wrongdoing. Because all they're doing is that they're performing the actions of the prayer. But the one whose heart is present, they know they're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. They pay attention to what they're reciting from the Qur'an. What is the Qur'an telling them? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them to do? They are the ones who benefit from their salah. The salah is constantly reminding them about what is important. People use affirmations to remain positive. They tell themselves, I am positive, I am confident, I am a wealthy person, I am successful. They repeat these things to get them in the state of mind to accept that that's who they are. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us prayer 5 times a day. We stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be confident? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We want to be wealthy? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We want to be happy? Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Whatever we want, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Him. Anything that He wants, He says, kun and will happen. Be and it will be. If we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him directly. We complain to Him, we speak to Him, we cry in front of Him. We submit ourselves to Him. We complain about our weaknesses. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any and everything that we want. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that call upon Him and He will answer us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true in speech. But we need to be the ones to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any and everything that we want, for both the this world and the hereafter. And the one who understands this, understands the importance of salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Qur'an,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ,
that indeed the believers will be successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe the qualities of these believers. And the first thing that he mentions is,
الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ,
those individuals who have khushu', who are present, who are mindful, who are focused during their salah. So how can we improve our focus in our salah? The first thing is dua. Salah was the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And everyone's dream is to be able to perform salah in that manner. To be fully present as if we are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want such a beautiful thing, we have to ask for it. If we don't ask for it, do we think we're going to get it? If it's important to us, then we must ask for it. And we must consistently ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Number two, that before we start our prayer, we take a few minutes to get into the right mindset. Don't just go from one activity and go to salah, but take some time, pray your sunnah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clear your mind, remind yourselves that we are going to be standing in front of the King of Kings. We're going to be standing in front of our Creator. Get into the right mindset, into the right state of mind before we say Allahu Akbar. Number three, pray as if this is your last prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you stand for your prayer, pray as if you are saying farewell. Imagine this was our last salah, the last opportunity we had to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray. How would our prayer be? And it could very well be our last prayer. We don't know when we're going to leave this world. Number four, to understand what we are saying during our prayer. How do we expect to have that concentration when we don't know what we're saying? From takbir, from saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, till we finish our prayer. And even the remembrance that we say after the prayer, we need to learn the meanings of these words. We need to understand Fatiha and what it's saying. These surahs that we've memorized, we should try and understand the meanings. So that when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we recite these verses and these supplications, we know what we're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, we gotta practice. We gotta be consistent and we gotta keep on trying. Nobody said it was gonna be easy. After all, there's a specific shaitan called khinzab that's appointed to distract us from our salah. But a person who is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to reach that level. They want to feel as if they are talking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be distracted in their salah, and they're consistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them get to that level. And their salah will become something that serves as a constant reminder to them, keeps them away from wrongdoing, because they establish that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to recap, before anything, we need to understand the importance of salah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us amongst those who have khushu in their salah. And we keep at it. That before we start our prayer, we take a few minutes to get into the right mindset. We pray as if it is our last prayer. We try our best to understand what we're saying. We take our time to learn the meanings of the Quran. And lastly, we are persistent. Just because we're not tasting the sweetness at this moment doesn't mean we give up, but we keep trying, we keep learning, we keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's exercise is number one, to rate your salah on a scale from 1 to 10. What score would you give your salah? And after you have rated yourself, to ask yourselves, are you happy with that score? And most of us, myself included, we would not be happy with our score. So number three, make a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve your salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our salah the coolness of our eyes. May we find comfort in salah. May He forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our affairs and the affairs of the world. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم